All right. Mayor, I think you might be the big winner.
Our next public hearing is ordinance 19-2, an ordinance to amend the ordinance number 2620, adopting the comprehensive plan for Sussex County to address changes to the comprehensive plan raised by the State of Delaware Executive Department, Office of State Planning Coordination, in a letter dated January 18th, 2019.
So you reviewed the comprehensive plan. The county council adopted the comprehensive plan. We sent it back to the state. They sent us a few corrections that they wanted addressed. They were very minor. In one was a sewer map, a note on a plan. We said we were going to add a paragraph. We needed to add the second paragraph. We took out a sentence that provided confusion. There was nothing of significance in these changes. However, we wanted to bring it forward so everyone was aware of the changes that were being made.
And because it was a little bit different, the plan was, even with these minor changes, that than what was approved in the ordinance that adopted it, we thought that better be safe than sorry. Just run another row.
It's changing some maps, isn't it?
So we added a map and added a note to a map.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then there was one question about the layers on the map. The data was the same. It was just how it appeared.
Okay. So a note just got added to the map saying, if you're looking for that information, go see that map.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak regarding ordinance number 19-2? For, against, or just want to comment? Anyone? Okay, then. Anyone on the commission have any further questions or comments? All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. And we'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision. Well, that concludes our public hearings for the evening. Moving on to other business, our first item of other business is subdivision 2016-19, the Greens at Indian River, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the Greens at Indian River for the creation of a standard subdivision of 1.03 acres plus or minus into two single family lots with a private road and open space. The property is located on the east side of Irons Lane and on the south side of Windward Way. Ooh, say that three times fast. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the commission at its meeting of December 8th, 2016. The final subdivision plan complies with the zoning and subdivision code. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Tax parcel is 134-7.00-165.00. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion for approval for case 2016-19. Final approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for subdivision 2016-19, the Greens at Indian River. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2017-15, Kendleton final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for a 90-lot cluster subdivision on a 49.37-acre parcel of land accessed from Robinsonville Road. Preliminary subdivision plan approval was granted by the commission at its meeting of January 25th, 2018. The conditions of approval were revised by the commission at its meeting of December 20th, 2018. The final subdivision plan complies with the zoning and subdivision code and all conditions of approval. Staff on receipt of all agency approvals. Tax parcel is 334-11.00-81.00. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District.
Mr. Chairman, regarded 2017-15, Kendleton, I move for final approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for subdivision 2017-15, Kendleton. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Mount Air Live Receiving Shelter, revised site plan.
This is a revised site plan for the replacement of two small buildings with a 16,144 square foot canopy shelter used to keep the birds out of the sun prior to processing at the Mount Air facility located at 29005 John J. Williams Highway in Millsboro. The shelter will have open sides, and the area surrounding the shelter will be concrete with a paved asphalt portion that runs through the shelter. The revised site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code, Zoning District HI1, Heavy Industrial District. Tax parcel is 234-32.00-117.00. Staff on receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the revised site plan for the Mount Air Live receiving shelter.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised site plan for the Mount Air Live receiving shelter. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan 19-9 CAD Properties LLC preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for an existing dwelling to be converted to a medical office and other site improvements to be located at 1409 Savannah Road. The conditional use 2136 was approved by the Sussex County Council on October 23rd, 2018. The existing structures are non-conforming. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Zoning district is AR01, Agricultural Residential District. Tax parcel is 335-8.18-4.00. Staff is in receipt of all agency approvals.
So I can do this as a preliminary and final, correct?
Sounds like it.
Okay. So I make a motion to approve the preliminary and final site plan for CAD Properties LLC S-19-8.
Second.
Moving seconded to approve the site plan for CAD Properties LLC as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2018-26 Sweet Bay request to amend condition of approval.
This is a request to amend the condition of approval for the Sweet Bay subdivision, which was approved by the commission at its meeting of February 28th, 2019, subject to conditions. It is requested that condition L, which states there shall not be any construction activities within 50 feet of any wetlands, is revised to require that a 50-foot buffer shall be provided landward from the ordinary high water line of Batson Branch, and there shall not be any construction activities within this buffer. No other changes to the other conditions of approval are requested. Tax parcels 533-11.00-81.00 and 533-11.00-82.01. Zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District.
Okay, thank you. Counselor, Ms. Wingate isn't here this evening, but I think that what she meant was what is being proposed, but what might have been said was something different, and
yeah,
that's why
so
we're here.
That's correct. Yeah. After, I will tell you, during the motion, no particular thought was given to it at the time it was read. It did state wetlands at the time it was read, but the applicant's representative who's here tonight contacted and questioned it and went back and talked to Ms. Wingate and confirmed with her that what she intended was from the high water mark of Batson Creek, which is required by code. It was sort of just a misunderstanding on my part in helping her draft that motion, and I think also it was just sort of a misunderstanding of, you know, about the terms and how to be more specific, you know, and I probably should have followed up with her a little bit on that and drafted the motion. We just really didn't, it wasn't something that was on our radar at the time.
Something got lost in the sauce there. Okay.
So the fix is appropriate that's been requested. And then.
So, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the amended conditions of 2018-26 Sweet Bay, Gary C. and Anna C. Michael John. Do I need to say what the changes are?
That it's requested and granted.
Yeah, I think we should change it. So just so that condition L now states.
States that it's a 50-foot buffer shall be provided landward from the ordinary high water line of Batson Branch, and there shall not be any construction activities within this buffer.
Thanks.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the request to amend condition of approval for subdivision 2018-26 Sweet Bay in accordance with the language stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. While we're on this subject, you know, this is interesting. the impact, this is why this buffer discussion that we're having going on right now, why it's so important to get this buffer regulation right, because it has real impact, and especially in a situation like this. So these are going to be the kinds of things that developers need to be able to predict, for good or ill. Okay, they need to be able to predict. So, and this is a prime example of why we need to come to an agreement on the buffer issue, and it needs to be something that everybody can understand. This is a perfect example. If you were to see the effect of what we said, pretty much just obliterated the development, and developers and the average folks, like we had a few in here this evening, buy property with the expectation of being able to do something. And this is a good example of where someone had an expectation, and we inadvertently drastically altered what could be done there. So it's important for us to, in these next several meetings that we're going to get that buffer situation squared away so that everybody knows what to do. Okay, that's my buffer speech. And that's the end of our other business. Referring back to our public hearings, don't worry, I'm not going to filibuster till 9:15.
Yeah, it's like that. It's all about.
Yeah. Okay. First public hearing was subdivision 2018-31, Stag Run, J&J Rocket Ship, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I'd ask that we defer this for further consideration.
Okay.
Make a motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2018-31, Stag Run, J&J Rocket Ship, LLC. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next public hearing was conditional use or change of zone 1874, Leanna and Hung Nguyen.
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion that to defer action on this for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1864, Leanna and Hung Nguyen. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2164, Leanna and Hung Nguyen.
Anybody have any questions or thoughts on this?
My only thought was that in spite of with the floor plan and all that stuff, at the end of the day, it's about the density, and the
right.
Density is pretty consistent, so I don't have too much trouble with it, to tell you the truth.
And we don't have any, our ballywick is not the elevation that they put in that.
No, and I'll tell you what, they, again, this has nothing to do with anything.
Right.
The cost of doing what's there, what I see on that plan, is going to be staggering.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
So. Yes. It's going to be, but that's not our issue.
No.
And I think for that very reason that you raised the issue, because it is so different and we are creating so much artificial elevation, they're going to get a lot of supervision in both design and construction, because something like that doesn't work. It doesn't work real bad, so I'm sure that and it can be done. Certainly, it can be done. I'm sure they can design something that will work. And I'm equally certain that the Soil Conservation District is going to demand that they design something that'll work. So, because of the consequences of, if it doesn't. So, but it could just as easily end up being a townhouse project.
They'd have to come back in.
Well,
they
have to come in for
a revise. Yeah, they still have the
but it,
yeah.
But the density could certainly be take another form.
Yeah. Because that's not even the max density they could have on it.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes, they can only get five units on that property.
that's true.
Well, four is the max, right?
Yeah, but it's...
Right, but it's slightly over 1 acre.
That's what I mean. Yeah,
so the maximum,
four to the acre.
Yeah.
Right, but the four, they can only get five units on that property.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Based on the size.
Yeah.
So that's what they're asking is what they, okay. Then I make a motion that we defer on conditional use 2164 Leanna and Hung Nguyen, so for further consideration.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2164 Leanna and Hung Nguyen. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2165 Vanderwen Acres LLC.
On this one, I'm reading the tea leaves. I think everybody's probably okay with it. And I don't want to hold them up unnecessarily, but I also want to make a motion that lets them do what they want to do, but doesn't restrict them either, you know, and we've done a few of these. I, you know, just want to make sure we get it right for them. So if you all don't mind deferring.
That sounds good.
On that one, yeah.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to CU 2165 Vanderwen Acres LLC, I move to defer further consideration.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2165 Vanderwen Acres LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2172 Iris Downing.
Did you have any questions?
The only reason I hesitate is not because I'm not in favor of this. I mean, I'm actually, you know, kind of involved in one of these in Seaford, and they've added another one. And over the last couple of years, I've pretty much always been employing one of the guys that is living there. So my only thoughts are that it, and I'm glad that she's getting someone else that's done that. You know, it's like when you want to do something you've never done before, you either want to talk to somebody that's done what you're getting ready to do or paid the price you're willing to pay. And I didn't come up with that on my own, but... But anyway, that is a true statement, and these guys that I'm kind of involved with have learned over, you know, through the school of hard knocks, and it's nice that you can get some education. Accountability is so important, and you know, they're at the point now where they're drug testing everybody once a week. And we want them to be successful, and the only way you can be successful is to really have a lot of accountability. But I don't know how much of that we're supposed to be involved in or contribute to. You definitely, if we're going to approve these things, we want to make sure that there's control, there's some kind of control mechanisms in place. And that would be my concern. Because it's a wonderful thing if you have control and you have accountability, it's tremendously needed. I mean, we just can't get enough of you know, places like this. I mean, it's a ministry is what it is. It's a ministry, and the guys need to be paying. I mean, in this particular case, I think they might pay $80 a week, and they get their food and their housing and, you know, everything, and it can be self-supported, you know, if you manage it well enough. It can be a good thing for everybody, including the people. It doesn't need to be just a total dead ministry, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's anyway, that was my only comment. I'm totally in favor of this type of a thing, but I do think that there needs to be control.
Well, yeah, we can work on that.
Okay. You may want to defer action.
Yeah, so therefore, time. Yeah.
Motion,
Mr. Chairman, so. I'm trying to get you up to, was it 9:30?
Mr.
Chairman, in regard to CU 2172 Iris Downing, I move that we defer for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2172 Iris Downing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The next public hearing is with Ordinance 19-2.
This would just be a recommendation for approval. That's all. You know, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of Ordinance 19-2 regarding the comprehensive plan.
So moved.
We can't
second.
Move. Wait a
minute. We can't do it.
You got it. You did say so moved.
Yeah.
He did.
Oh, I thought you said second.
I
moved and second. All right. It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of Ordinance 19-2. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening.
Chairman, could I ask one procedural question?
Yeah, come on up here. We're going to let you do that since we have time.
And I don't expect an answer. Perhaps Vince could get back
great
to me.
Great. So you want to ask a question, don't expect an answer. Chris.
I'm just puzzled as to how your public hearings went so quickly tonight, because the nights I speak, they never go that quickly.
Well, you know, what was the critical difference? Okay. What was the critical
difference? I'll get back to you privately on that.
All right, then. Anyone else have anything for the good of the order?
Just
yes, sir.
One thing, and this is just a request for staff, and it came up in the comments on one of the hearings. Just when we go forward, when we have conditional uses for dwellings, if we could put the number that they've applied for, I mean, I know that it helps me just looking at the agenda, knowing what's coming. And we heard with the public on one of those that they thought it was like 25 or whatever. And if it just said on their file, sometimes it, I know we do, but if we could try to be consistent on that, just so it's always in the agenda. So, cool.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Anything else for good of the order?
Well, let's see.
Good grief, we stand it.